DJ Adrian to get the song.
I said, don't you have a song?
Yeah. Oh, we're doing me first. Jesus.
Does that sound? What's going on?
It's good radio.
I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind.
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, gosh.
I said, what's that song called?
Oh, it's called
Darling Nikki.
Iron Man.
No, what? Iron Man?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, here we are.
I'll just cut that between the two of us.
Yeah. What a friggin' start, huh? On a one-year anniversary show. Everybody with their computers all messed up, especially Sound Guy, didn't have the song queued up. Prince, Darling Nikki, that's for our Darling Nikki here. We once met her in a hotel lobby, too. Nikki,
lies, all lies.
Nikki Burnell here is with us today, is radio. Also, Rob DeRocha, one of our co-hosts, often regular guy who's been out for like 2 weeks. We miss you, bro. Where have you been?
I've been doing shows and callbacks to auditions.
That's
and
awesome.
Whatever else, you know, just keeping myself busy, so I wasn't able to make it.
That's great. Thank you for coming back. I missed you, really.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I
should
did.
Should we gingerly touch tips?
Yeah.
Say our greeting.
Use the video more, guys, because a lot of people are actually watching
oh, really?
At the same time, too. So make sure you use the video. We're online right now. Welcome to the one-year anniversary. The one-year anniversary is radio show where things get a little bit soft.
What is this?
I'm just improvising.
Is this like remembering music? Like that. Yeah. Why don't you put Time of Our Life by Green Day or something?
I know. Oh, no. I just want to say thank you to everybody. By the way, I did.
You're like reflecting in the lake, and you're looking out into the lake, and this music's playing.
This is where Is Radio was born. I was sitting here in the lake one day, and I was just imagining this radio show sitting with Rob and Nikki and Nikki's friend. I don't even know her name. And then
Sarah.
Adrian. Sarah. Okay, Sarah. Listen to me, Sarah.
Wait, keep playing that.
Yeah.
Go tell us more.
More about Is Radio when Is Radio was born.
Yeah, you remember.
About a year ago, I was drunk on the couch. And
like, that's how most great songs are.
I was drunk on the couch.
Are you doing a... Is that what that song Landslide? Which,
yeah.
Landslide?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh my gosh, you're going to break out into Dixie Chicks, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I want to thank everybody who's been listening for a year. Thank you very much to the fans out there that are tuning in. I see you downloading our show. What I don't see is you telling your friends. So you need to tell your friends.
Hey, why don't you do your job, huh?
Why don't you do your job?
Do your job.
You're supposed to talk about us. Spread the word. If you're listening, you know, it's not a secret. Share it and make sure you tell your friends. Also want to thank our sponsors who have always been with us, Alexis Hair Products.
Where is the community guy?
Enough with the amigo.
Community guy has been MIA, busy. I think he's busy.
He's busy selling shampoo?
That's because the last episode, or last time he came in, you yelled at him.
I did?
For talking too much with the girls with the burger episode.
You think he took it personal?
I hope not.
I hope not.
No.
I've been busy too, so I haven't been able to see him, but we've talked email, radio, whatever it is, and
community guy got yelled at.
Community guy got yelled. Oh yeah, you missed that. Well, he had all these. He had the guy with
the
burgers.
I could see him trying to pick up on girls. Okay,
Adrian ate the burger.
I can't believe you ate that because it was cold. No offense.
He didn't eat all of it.
I ate three pieces.
Ate three, and she ate one.
Three quarters of it.
Yeah, and then she ate the quarter of it. Yeah. It was pretty disgusting.
Because it was a lot of meat, right?
It was a lot of meat. It looked delicious in a way, but I couldn't take it all. I think half. I would have gone
half.
That's what she said. You tried it yet or no?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't tried it yet. Ugh. But Alexis Hair Products, thank you very much, Alexis Hair Products. 5-4 Clothing. All you got to do is go to 54club.com.
I'm still waiting for my free shirt.
I was just going to announce that after. You just got to go to 54club.com. Enter in there for a monthly service, and you'll get $15 off the first 3 months if you mention Is Radio on the discount, on the rebate. What is it called? The promo tag. And we are going to get our t-shirts, okay, finally.
They can see us, so you can just say, what do you mean?
Yeah. I connected with 5-4.
Yeah.
And we're going to get our t-shirts.
Yes.
Yes, we are going to get our
Boom!
T-shirts. Yes, yes,
the
yes.
The most exciting day, hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, the crowd goes wild.
I know, the crowd goes wild. Well, you know, sound guy needs backup. apparently, sound guy needs
DeRocha
backup.
DeRocha was just excited about free swag.
That's
free swag.
Yeah, swag. Well, I don't know. Would it be free swag if I'm wearing it?
Yeah, because you're promoting them.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought swag meant like I was like walking down like.
In that case, then it's not swag because you gotta have swag.
Yeah, I know. That's
swag.
What I'm saying. Because I thought like if you just put on something, you become swag.
Guy terminology. Okay. I don't know.
I'm lost. You guys
right,
have
forget
me.
It.
I thought swag was like when you get something free from a designer or something like that.
That's
swag.
Oh, swag.
Swag.
Check out the little brain on Nick.
Also can be mistaken for swing, okay? But that doesn't mean nothing like that, okay? We have actually a very interesting segment right now. I want to introduce to you for the first year anniversary of Is Radio. We had our fans, our millions of fans, vote.
millions
of fans
tens
vote.
And tens and hundreds.
Vote for our favorite moments here on Is Radio. Our favorite moments. And we have in fourth place, we're going to play them like every 15 minutes. We'll play one. So we have four. The top four.
Yeah. I like that.
The top four. So
this is the top research team of Adrian.
Yes, this is the top research team of Yo Adrian and McIt. And what we have here, you know what I've told you already what a McIt is, right?
A McIt?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what that is.
A movie critic in training. I never told you that.
I'm Miquette, no. Oh, okay. Movie.
No. A movie critic in training. So he's still a movie critic in training, working at the Arclight, trying to learn more and more about...
working his way from the bottom
to
the top.
Yeah, from the bottom. Yeah, so he knows...
starting from the bottom, I'm still here.
He knows how to make sure that people know what movie's about to come. So he's the presenter. He's the intro. He also does some research, and he did a poll out there with our millions of fans, and they voted in fourth place. They voted the Pope, when the Pope called in and said he was going to retire. Remember that?
Yeah. That was amazing because he was listening to it in his Pope palace.
Yeah, we were surprised that the Pope was a fan. And so it went something like this.
With what's going on over there. Because this is the first time anyone's retired after 600 years to retire from being a Pope. So,
all right, we got a call.
All right, let's take this call.
Who is it? Is the Pope? What?
How you doing?
Who is this the Pope?
Yeah.
What? Pope who? Pope Benedict?
Yeah.
Is it Pope, turn down your radio because we're getting some feedback there. Feedback. Is this
I'm sorry. I'm not
the
technology.
Okay. Wow, we got a call from...
Pope sounds drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, that Pope was pretty drunk that day. You remember, Rob?
Oh, yeah. That was KT Tatara
was with us that day. I don't know what was going on with the Pope right at that moment, but I think it got a little bit better. So let's go ahead and continue.
He sounded Swedish.
I think he's smoking something out there. Now, Pope Benedict, this is very interesting that you called because we were just talking about you. What a coinky-dinky.
So you're retiring, and what are you planning to do now with your life?
Well, first of all, I prefer to buy some land, and I think I want to be a teacher.
Why did you quit the Pope career? Why did you do that?
The Pope career?
It was too boring. Did you not see me fall asleep all the time? No ceremony.
Okay. You're a useless Pope. That's true.
Yeah, I think you like to party. That's why.
Yeah. And what other reason? What other reason did you quit your job?
Oh, well, I mean, aside from that, I fear that I have the need to teach people.
Yeah, I'm trying to train my sound guy to pause.
Is the signal? Yeah, the signal. To put your finger,
yeah.
Like
well,
a horse?
Because I'd like to control it, but so let's continue. To teach people.
Sound guy.
You want to be a teacher?
Yes, I love teaching. Oh,
okay, well, what do you want?
One of my hobbies. From as a Pope, you know, I teach. But as well, I prefer to teach children.
Children. Okay. That sounds a little creepy, dude. I don't know if they'll let you in.
Now that Pope's accent, I mean, he didn't really sound that German.
No, he didn't.
No.
He sounded a little bit like Swedish. He sounded
Swedish, right?
Swedish.
I don't know if that was the Pope. I'm starting to think, listening to this again.
What do you think, Sarah? What do you sound like?
She doesn't.
Okay, she just laughed. She thought it was funny. She thought it was funny. She was laughing. So that's all that's important here on his radio.
Yeah, that is all.
Is that you think it's funny. That's good.
Yeah. Do German people go ya? Do they go ya?
But yeah. I think we got fooled. I'm going to say that.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Nine. Don't judge me just because of certain people. I have a proper education from physical education.
You're physical?
You want to be a PE teacher?
Oh, why not? Why not? It's no big deal. I'm in pretty much in good shape. I can teach children how to work out.
I want to point out who is the Pope? Who is playing the Pope?
Who is it? I don't know.
Isn't it you?
Yes, maybe. It's Adrian.
You don't remember your own part?
I didn't really ask me who was playing the Pope. I just want to point out the artist that's playing the Pope.
Spoiler alert, it was not the Pope.
Canadian bacon on my pizza.
Adrian.
But it's like, if you look at him listening to himself, just watch. Go ahead.
He loves himself.
He loves it.
What are you talking about? I literally was just...
I think you see your hand underneath the table, like fondling yourself as you're listening. You're just like, yeah.
Just minutes ago, you were saying how you're falling asleep. You'll fall asleep during PE class, too.
I fall asleep during those ceremonies about God and whatnot. But at least in PE, I'm playing with lots of balls.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Okay. Got it. Balls. Let me poke. Poke a dirty
basketball,
poke.
Basketball, football, soccer, balls, all types of balls from all different countries.
Wow, Pope. You're really
I don't think they'll let you change any jock straps in school, Pope. What other teacher would you want to be?
Well, if it doesn't work out for that, but I wouldn't mind. What is this called in your country? To learn how to drive, to teach kids how to drive.
But you don't even drive. You have a Pope mobile. You don't even drive it.
Yeah, you don't even drive.
That's the whole point. I get to learn how to drive and then teach people how to drive. It's the productive class.
I can see you putting kids on your lap and then teaching them.
Yeah. Do you need car seats in there too, Pope?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to sit on the lap, you know. They can't reach the pedal.
All right. Well, what if it doesn't work as a driver? I don't think you're going to be a good driver's education. I think, what else do you have in mind if there was an open position here in the LAUSD?
Well, I wouldn't mind, to be honest with you, had a proper education in sex ed.
What?
That's disgusting. What?
How can you be a sex ed? You never had sex.
I was, you know, before I gave my life to Christ and God, I did know a few things here and there from Germany.
That's disgusting, Pope.
All right, I had enough of Pope. I don't know what's wrong with our fans. I don't know why they would vote that top four.
I don't know. I mean, definitely. who voted exactly? Did you get names?
Yeah. We have them all. We have millions of them here. I can start naming them off here.
You really do know who voted for
Yeah,
them?
There's one guy here. It says...
one guy.
His name is Barack Obama. He voted. Barack Obama voted. And a lot of people voted. So
I just loved watching you do the button signals to Adrian.
Yeah, that should be in the best of. That's the best of right there. You know, like when the horse, like, he's like, tell us what's wrong. And
the funny thing is he's on his phone, right? He's on his phone, and I'm telling him, hey, pause. I got, you know, this is where I want to pause, right? And he's on his phone. I'm like, oh, God.
This was like last week when he was like, you're the director, Rick.
Yeah.
you're
the director. Well, hey, so that comes to, well, thank you very much, fans.
That was good. Remember that?
For the Pope.
The
really appreciate that. And Adrian is nominated for best performance.
Really? That was the best performance?
Well, he's nominated.
How many performances are there?
He's nominated for best performance.
I don't think, and I might even win a Grammy, too.
A Grammy?
Oh, do we have that? Do we have that? Are you going to play that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get...
Oh, my God. We're going to go to that. I got to get that.
We got to get that ready?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. But anyways, go ahead. Okay. I didn't know we were going back there. I was even telling myself in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to even play that song because I know he doesn't like it. But you know what? Now that it's going to be best of, we got to play it.
What song is that?
You know.
Jitterbug.
You know, Wham, Wake Me Up.
Okay.
Jitterbug.
Well, I want to... Wake Me Up or Jitterbug?
I think it's called... Jitterbug. Or Wake Me Up Before
I'm going to go ahead and and roll into a new segment that we have called Nick Tonight.
Yay. Yeah, that's Nick Tonight. Come on, baby.
We're working on the name.
Oh, we got the song already.
And basically, the whole scheme of the segment is Nikki is dating out there, and she comes to us and asks for us for advice. You know, because we're like...
So we're just trying to get her laid? Is that our job?
I think she wants true love is what it is. Because I think, Rob.
Not everybody's on the Tarocha scheme.
I don't know what's wrong with Tarocha.
He's
just minding the gutter.
All right, so we're helping our friend.
We're helping
love.
Nikki find love. And so we want to know, Nikki, what's new? What's going on?
I went on two dates.
You went on two dates?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about them.
I don't know if I can talk about one of them around Rob.
Oh, let's go ahead. Oh, I know. This is the attorney.
Yeah, okay, so the plan is I'm giving him superhero names to keep it ambiguous.
Okay.
So, I'm serious. So, the first one is a public defender. Stop! He's a
public defender.
Public defender, and he also sings.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So me and Adrian decided we're calling him Captain America.
Captain America.
He's fighting for justice, and he fucking sings.
Hey, Nikki, you're so fine.
I'm going to regret this segment so much.
Nikki,
so go ahead. Yeah, Nikki.
So.
Come and get it, Nikki,
No. Let the song play because this is whenever we talk about him, we'll play Nikki. This.
You're just loving this right now. Nikki. You just love this.
Dick Wolf will be coming next.
This
okay.
is Nikki's so, lawyer. Go ahead.
I really want to flip all of you guys.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
Okay. I'm losing my voice a little bit. So I met him at a bar. He was performing. I caught him like at the last part of the set or whatever. He was meeting with his fans and he had to take off. So the next day he invited me over to quote unquote watch movies.
Okay.
And we did. Mm-hmm. And Rob, shut up.
I'm sorry. Watch movies. Sarah. I'm not talking to Nikki. Sarah. When a guy says, hey, let's watch a movie together. Like, come over and watch a movie.
Oh, man.
Maybe
and
we'll
a massage.
Have a glass of wine.
And a massage.
No, oh I don't God. Know if a massage was an ad. But what do you think when a guy says that?
No one's watching a movie.
Yeah. I watched yes. a movie.
What movie was
Top
it?
Top Gun.
Oh, my God. That's a movie
Top
everyone's
Gun.
Seen.
Oh, God.
Yes. Well, it was either that or Beetlejuice, so. We went with Top Gun, and we did watch
did he
the movie.
Sing? Did he sing?
No.
Did he sing to you that one part?
He had me singing. Yeah, just kidding. Sing. I'm okay. joking.
Kukuru, no. Kukuru.
We had good chemistry. He's really cool. We hung out a couple more times. Adrian knows this story because now I haven't really talked to him in like 3 days. So we're beginning to think I got friend zoned already.
Oh, well, I got a surprise for you.
Okay.
I knew about this attorney slash singer guy.
Okay.
And I called him up.
No, you did not.
No, wait. She didn't call him, but was this song playing when you guys were making love?
Durocha is loving this because there's a little secret to this.
Yeah, he told me.
Durocha knows him.
He knows him, yeah. All right. No. You got any words to this, Durocha? I'm tired of coming up for the words of the song.
No. Did you know this song?
I know this song, but we want to make up Nikki's song.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Come but on, guess genius. What? I called him up. He's Durocha's friend. Durocha, you know, got me his number.
You did not
I called
do
him
this.
Up. I called him up and I asked him if he could send us some of the sample of his music and we'll
Jesus.
Show it. And it's pretty interesting. He's going through some interesting phases. He said that he's doing like, he's tying legal stuff into his entertainment stuff.
Okay.
So he's making some songs. He sent a ballad. I think this is the first song on the disc, isn't it? That he said play first.
Yeah.
Okay. The ballad.
You want me to play it now?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on pins and needles.
People of the jury, listen to my case. The prosecutor's lying, he's lying to your face. And the judge is my uncle and the bailiff is my cousin. So you know I got this one in the bag. Check out exhibit A and B and C. And you know the prosecutor's gonna lose against me. Listen to me, people.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He did say it was a little bit rough cut.
That sounds like him.
Yeah. That's on iTunes. It's on iTunes.
On iTunes, you can get that on iTunes.
You can download it.
So that's a new thing.
Yeah.
That's a new thing out there that he said people like. He also has...
Now, when you guys were having sex, was this song playing?
Did I say we had sex?
No.
And was he going, Maverick! Maverick! It's
Come
Goose
on,
Man!
As he took my breath away.
Does he have a motorcycle?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now whenever you watch this movie, you hear the song, you'll think of him.
He might not, but I have Ray-Ban.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I just had to play it.
Well, he's working on this new CD, so
okay.
it's not that good. But he says he's venturing in a bunch of different.
It's not that good.
He even said it. He admitted he's a very humble guy. I like him. It was a good conversation.
I like him too.
And you know, he said that he's just trying out some new stuff. So he had an R&B song too that he wanted to show us.
Oh,
an R&B song?
Yeah.
Which you mean a rap song?
No, the R&B.
You're the director, Rick.
Court reporter. I got my eye on the court reporter. That sexy little honey, court reporter.
He needs work.
Court reporter. Come have some fun with me, you court reporter. Court reporter.
I'm gonna get you one day, court reporter.
I got one thing to say about that. You better go see about this court reporter.
Yeah,
that could be the reason why he's not calling you back.
Because of that?
Yeah.
Like
he's, looks like he's got a crush on this court reporter.
He's not calling you already?
Yeah. Hmm.
Gosh darn it, and you know him. This is going to stink so
well, you know, like
bad.
Any other comedy set, you got to finish with the comedy routine. as bad as it's going.
I wasn't
going
to be Taylor Swifting anybody and turning them into jokes.
We have, he said he's experiencing in rap. He's having a little bit of rap thing, and I didn't like this one personally. I told him I sent it back to him. He said, no, please play this one for
him. Adrian, this is the last time I ever tell you anything.
By the way, if you guys are giving me credit, I told you to tell him. If you guys are giving me credit about this, I do not take the credit on this one. It's my man here, Adrian.
Okay, Adrian.
Came up with the idea. Okay. But hey, let me tell you something. I go, hey, man, this is great. This is going to work great, right? And I go, that's a great idea. And then he goes, hey, it was my idea, right?
Did he put his chest out?
Yeah. It's my idea, right?
He's a cinematic genius.
I go, you're right. It is your idea, Adrian. It's your idea. He goes, but wait a minute. What if they don't like it?
I don't like it.
And then I go, oh, fuck you. You got to put your name on it right now.
Put your name on it. That's Herm Edwards.
Well, okay. Take credit for the fact that any lyrics were written by Rick. I just gave him the beat, and he's like, all right, I can take care of this.
And keep in mind, Rick
cannot... You guys are so mean.
Rick cannot rap or shit, okay? So this was the one take rap.
Not helping me feel more well.
Your Honor, let me show you Exhibit A, showing you that my client is really not gay. You know, the man over there called prosecutor, he just wants to get it in his head. You know what I'm saying, Your Honor. I rest my case, motherfucker. I rest my case, motherfucker. That's right.
Is that your... Is that you?
That was actually
That's your friend.
Oh, really? That was him, huh? Hey, you know what? Next time you gotta...
Be the guy that says, I said, because I was in the locker room with Coach Edwards,
put your name on.
Move your bag.
Okay, and then the final one. He's also experimenting, he says, into rock.
Okay.
A little hard, heavy metal, moshing rock. So we'll play that one for you. And our friend Adrian is a wonderful voice.
Wow. That's some interesting stuff.
Hey, Slipknot, way to go.
Your Honor, defense will address the witness as Colonel. Oh, sir.
Where does the dating advice come into play?
Okay, yeah, exactly. This is...
This is no help whatsoever.
Well, that's your boyfriend. That's the guy you're dating.
Well, I should have known.
It's over.
It's done.
You know, is it over, though?
Is it over?
I don't know.
It's over now, I think. Well, I think after that. It's over after that segment.
If you call him and he hasn't called you back.
I haven't called him.
Have you texted him?
Yes.
And has he texted you back?
He texted me today.
What did he text you? He's been really busy?
Wait, he texted you today?
I sent you a picture of it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
He sent you a... What are you, her girlfriend?
He's my bestie.
They're besties now.
He's like the gay guy in the movie.
I've never heard somebody so excited to have a friend.
Hey,
I knew you were going to bring Ducky. I knew you were going to say Ducky.
He is Ducky.
Quack, quack.
Work week from hell, huh? Yeah, me too.
Want to thank the guy who's dating Nikki for sending in that CD.
Thank you very much.
Should I say his name? He was my wide receiver on my football team. I'm just bragging.
When did you play football?
I'm kidding, dude. Flag football.
Oh, okay.
But we won a championship together. But yeah, whatever.
Cool.
They won t-shirts.
T-shirts are big. Do you have a championship t-shirt?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Which one and what?
Softball, volleyball.
Okay.
I have real trophies. I have a Letterman's jacket.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Wow.
I didn't get any dating advice. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I just told you.
That it's over.
What happened?
Don't tell guys you got a Letterman jacket. Start there, okay?
What happened?
If might turn them on if they think of me with a chick. You never know.
What's the question that you have? What's the question?
Okay.
Give us three questions about the guy, and then we'll...
Okay. You saw the text message.
Yeah.
If you sent that to a girl, what would it mean if you sent it?
Wait, I didn't see it. What did it say?
All it said this morning was, man, this is the work week from hell already.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means he has a tough schedule.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, what
is
that? Is that what you think it is?
That's what I think it is.
Well, I'm going to say... Yeah, I don't want to. I know the guy, so I don't want to screw up his game.
But what else would it be?
What would it be to me? It's like it's a cop out. Like
he you're thinks just saying he's like with another girl.
No, it's not even thinks he's with another girl. He's not even. You're not even his girlfriend. He can be with any other girl right now.
That's why I haven't called or made an issue of it a bit. Yeah.
What do you think, Sarah?
Could be a cop out.
Yeah.
Could be a cop out, huh?
Chris Dunham is here, by the way. Chris Dunham.
Yes, Chris Dunham.
There's another person on there. I got this music for him.
Welcome, Chris Dunham.
Hello there. Oh, yeah. Rob.
There you go.
That's Chris's song right there. Yes.
Actually, your father wrote the song, right?
No, he did not write this song.
I'm sorry. I was just making up stuff. It's on Wikipedia. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Chris Dunham here.
Sorry.
How you been, Chris?
Good. I just want to know, Nikki, right?
Yes.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Chris Dunham.
I feel like we met before.
Yeah.
But what's the whole context of the text message?
Well, they went on two dates, right? They saw...
looking at your computer.
We saw Top Gun.
His notes.
No, they, well,
he's
they
got
saw,
notes.
They saw a movie, and they were... She invited him over.
No, I didn't. He invited me over.
He invited you over, right?
Right.
And he plays music, and he's also... a lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah, so you gotta have all this music.
Okay, so you
call him Captain America.
So you're just kind of worried about that text message?
No, I'm not. They were asking me where it stood, and I told them that, you know, we were talking every single day, and then after the second time I met up with him, we didn't talk for 3 days. And then he just messaged me this morning that he has a work week from hell.
Huh. Oh, I think that's it. If I got something like that. He's confiding in you know,
right.
And on an emotional level, yeah. I think that's good for a guy, right?
He's being a jerk because he knows him.
Mm. T-shirt thing. Okay, that's flag football.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know him. Yeah. Well, he's my wide receiver. He was my Randy Moss. I was Randall Cunningham. I was Drew Brees. He was Marcus Colston.
The Bad News Bears of football.
I don't know. I wouldn't give it much weight.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay. So let's move on to the next question. What else, other dating advice would you like?
Nothing from you.
All right.
I'm going to wait it out and see if it gets any different.
Sure, Nikki. You just wait it out.
And... She met him on Tinder.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's
What's
very
Tinder?
Interesting. Oh, shoot, man.
You don't know what Tinder is?
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a
Sarah, are you on Tinder?
No.
You're not on Tinder. I like Sarah. Where did you find Sarah?
She's been my friend for like a year and a half. She
really?
Used to work at the Laugh Factory.
She's sweet because she was like, you should have seen her face while we were playing the Pope thing.
Uh-huh.
She was like in shock.
Because she's Jewish.
Yeah, I know. She's like, oh my God, he is disgusting.
No, Tinder is a meetup app. It's not like...
Is it a hookup app?
I don't want to call it that. You can use it as that
because
you can literally narrow down the parameter and find someone within a mile of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So it's like Grindr for straight people?
No, not as nasty.
It's kind of, you know,
but it's the greatest way so that one day someone could say that to you.
I look at Tinder and I think to me it's like a player's tool.
Yeah.
Actually, you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Not like really, because it tells you your shared friends and shared interests.
Wait a minute. Sarah over here has
I think it is.
Yeah, it's such a player's tool.
I just graduated in May, and a lot of my friends use it literally to get laid.
I wasn't using it for that.
I didn't think.
But now we all get on our phone.
We're
but that's what happens. Everyone, it's just a way of just like... scoping out a bunch of people, like just like it's almost like Instagram. You're just scoping. You're just going through, like, oh, I like this person,
but then you can talk to them immediately.
Yeah, you can talk to them. Let's meet up. Let's hook up.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people are just hooking up.
But But I wasn't doing that. I had like a specific making the formula world a better place. That I was following. I had a formula. I said, doesn't matter how hot the guy is.
What's the formula?
No matter how hot he is, more than 10 friends shared, not going to like him. Less than 10 interests, not going to like him.
Okay, okay.
More than 10 friends shared?
Yeah, so they got
like
10.
Like if we know same people.
Yeah,
okay.
They know more than 10, no, he's out. Got to be 9 or less.
Right, but apparently that backfired because we had 4 friends and one was wrong.
Oh, so with that guy, it was Roberto. 4 friends.
Yeah, and one backfired. Was Duracha.
So you got to look for the zero.
Yeah.
You got to look for the zero.
Because then I end up with this.
What did you end up with? I'm not trying to.
You giving
to...
me crap at Barney's Beanery all
night. That night, you guys,
Yeah, well.
What happened?
That was funny. There's this one guy that was there because
Tell him what happened. Why you were giving me crap about Barney's Beanery.
Oh, no, towards the end, though, but some guy was, he's like, hey, let me show you a move here that I want to show you a move.
What? So
I want to show you this move I'm trying with girls. He was, like, just talking or hitting on her. He's like, hey, is it all right if I talk to her? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We're friends. And then he's just, like, all, like, up on her, like, but she wasn't, like, moving away necessarily either, but he was just, like, up in her grill. I said, let me try this move on you. So you know what his move was?
You're not telling him the funniest part. Me and you were in the middle of a conversation, and he cuts right in front of you. He goes, I'm sorry, buddy. Do you mind?
I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
Who's playing that?
Not me.
What is that?
That's not me.
That was you.
No, that wasn't.
You just pressed the button.
I know. I'm watching you right here.
That
what
was
that?
Me.
Oh, my God. Just get away from me.
What?
I'm just going to go to the
Everybody's
corner.
In a bad
Everybody,
mood.
Yeah, this
I'm
is like, the one-year anniversary,
like
people.
I'm not feeling good. Adrian's pouting. Rob's being a jerk.
I'm not being a jerk. Anyway, so the guy walks up and he's like, I'm going to try this move on you. So all he does is, like, look at Nikki and then he just, like, slowly starts moving in for a kiss. Like, just like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then Nikki just was like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
I turned the head and he got mad.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't mad.
He was like, you turn your head. For me?
Wait, he had an accent? Was he?
Italian.
He was Italian?
Was he Italian?
Yeah.
What's the matter, you?
How drunk
Nikki?
Were you?
I was pretty drunk.
What's the matter for your face?
What's the matter for your face?
What's the matter for your face?
Hey, let me show you.
I want to slip a little tongue.
I
want to
show you something. Let me show you something.
And so what happened? You guys told him to F off?
He basically at one point asked Rob to leave.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yes. Gosh, you were wasted.
Yeah, Rob, Barney's Beanery.
Yeah.
Barney's Beanery on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Actually, I have something.
I've been with Rob there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I have too, actually.
You have
so
too.
Lucky yeah.
Have same experience?
I've had an experience.
Yeah, where a girl walked up.
I didn't call anybody a lesbian.
You're so lucky I can't find this picture.
What happened?
Right now. We had a drinking contest.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, Adrian saw it, and Rob just like spit himself up with beer.
Are you making stuff up now?
No, in the photo booth.
Look at the
booth.
Picture. Yeah, but look at the picture. I didn't spill myself with beer. What are you talking
Show
about?
Show him the
Have
picture.
You guys ever thought of dating?
No.
relationship.
You're spitting up all over
No, I'm
yourself.
Not.
You guys
I'm
have
just,
a picture.
I'm disgusted.
In the photo booth?
No, look, there's no spit. Okay, there's no
see.
Water.
What do you
there's
see?
No nothing.
I see Rob with a beer in the first one.
Yeah.
And taking a sip in the second one. The third one, like he's about to upset.
Yeah, I was.
And then the fourth one, it looks like he's still about to, but I see no
I
sign of
no,
dripping.
I did not.
Okay, so this drinking contest is fun.
So
you guys
that is true. We got evidence. Exhibit A.
He
goes, okay, so there's Rob with the beer. Right there. Oops. See, there's Exhibit A. I object.
But the funny
Thank
is-
you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Who is the honest one? Who remembers what happened?
There's nothing
Not
spilling
you.
There. Not in the
evidence.
Photos.
Well, the floor said otherwise.
Floor said. Did you take a picture of the floor?
No.
You need a picture.
The best
floor.
Part about that was he comes out of the photo booth and goes.
Yeah.
I don't like that game.
Yeah. This is all true. Yes, that is all true. I drank it. I pounded it. I ate so bad that
so
day.
Bad.
I ate chicken wings.
Oh, here comes the excuses.
No. Since 1 o'clock that day, I've been drinking beer with my buddy. He came in from San Francisco. We did a show on Friday, whatever.
Okay.
And he got, like, just really, we just started drinking a lot of beers. Then we, like, smoked
some stuff. And then we went from there to Wild Buffalo Wings, whatever. We had some wings there. Then we went from there back to my house, drank some more, went to O'Reilly's, had Irish nachos. And then went back to the house, drank some more, then went to... And then we had pizza. And when I had that pizza and I pounded that beer, it was not a good combo.
Did you eat any of my food too? I can't remember.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Did you wake up and do CrossFit the next day?
Yes, I went out and I worked out.
Will tell me like everything that he ate and drank the night before.
Oh,
and then he's like, "Yeah, I went and ran today for an hour.
Yeah, and I went to CrossFit. I'm like, so good.
I did.
I sweat that burrito out.
He just crosses his fingers while he eats and hopes his ass doesn't grow.
I worked out. That's it.
No, but the point of that game is, okay, so you get in a photo booth. You have to have a full beer.
Okay.
First picture, you have to be smiling with your beer.
Okay.
You have till frame 3 to finish it. The last one, you're supposed to be holding an empty glass.
Which
I did.
Okay. You were, but...
spillage.
You were, but you were like...
I was dying. I admit to that. I did not like that at all.
Yeah,
like,
downing beer can be a lot of work.
But I was already stuffed, too.
Now, did you do it, Nikki?
I finished it by the second frame.
Yeah, she did one in there.
You did?
Yeah, she was the one that started the game. She went in the first one and just like...
But of course he saw me do it, so he's like, I'm going to do this.
When's the last time you played a drinking game?
I think you were with me. I don't know if we were at the ranch in...
Saddle Ranch?
The ranch up in San Miguel. The ranch in San Miguel. You know how he has the beer bong up there?
No.
The ranch in San Miguel. He has a beer bong like above the bar.
Okay.
And then he was like, comedian, you come drink. And then everybody was like, yeah. And they're all pointing at me, you know. And I'm like, all right. And I was like, no. Oh, no. And then they got louder. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll do this. I haven't done a beer bong in like a long time.
Because you look like you're a professional.
Yeah, and so I did it all, though. I was pretty surprised with myself.
How many beers was it?
It was, I think, two.
Two beers?
One and a half.
But it shotguns it, though, down, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it makes it just go straight to the stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so nothing but
you haven't played a drinking game recently? I play one where I cry at home.
Oh, I like
call
that
my
game.
Parents up and I say, hey, you fucked up my life. That's a great drinking game. You guys ever play that one?
Oh, and then we play pool with two gay guys.
And then we play pool, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, do they have? I didn't even know they had pool tables there.
Yes, they do.
Man.
Who won, the gay guys?
Yes, they kicked our ass.
Well, you're a girl.
neither of us did well, even though he blamed me for every loss.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
You sure you guys aren't dating?
Even on Tinder.
I know. No, anyway, Rob's fun to hang out with. I like hanging out with
Rob's fun. Yeah, total fun. We've had a lot of good times, right, Rob? It's my favorite about Rob.
Pillowcase and fill it full of bars of soap and beat the shit out of you.
Chris Dunham is here with us today. Yes, Chris Dunham. Welcome, Chris. We're really happy to have you here on the show. Chris Dunham does a joke about Iron Man. We had a show last Wednesday, was it? At the Brea Improv.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun.
Chris Dunham, Rob DeRocha was there. Everybody had great sets. And the headliner, Tony Olguin. Am I saying that right? I'm always messing it up. Olguin? Yeah, he had his first headlining gig.
Aw, man, I felt so good for that guy.
Yeah.
Because you could tell it was like this whole, like, family affair. Like, I don't know, I think, Rob, you said something. It's almost as if maybe there was something he had to overcome. You know what I mean?
That
to get to that moment. No, yeah. To get to that moment.
Yeah.
And even brought his brother on stage. And, yeah. You know, that was great, man.
I think he stole that from... Carlos Mencia.
The only thing is, and sorry to talk comedy right now, but that was one of the worst hosts, and I don't care if the guy even knows it, that I have experienced in a long time. Like,
it's true, because what you're supposed to do at least is like, and coming to the stage right now, Chris Dunham, right?
Yeah, you say the credits. You say the credits, and then you say the name.
What he was doing was, okay, guys, you ready for the next comedian? Yeah. All right, Chris Dunham.
No, Chris Dunham's going to be coming up.
Chris, yeah.
I'm going to break into 2 to 3 minutes of material. Yeah. And it's like, what the hell are you doing? And then at the end of all that, like, and he tried to relate it to what he said, or whatever anybody said got off the stage. He tried to relate it to a joke, even though it didn't relate at all to the joke. It was
It's like, I don't know. It was just fucking weird. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
The guy was...
At the end, you just have a good laugh.
But then he came, I think right before he introduced Rob, because Rob kind of gave him an earful in the green room. And he comes up on stage, he goes, okay, I just got schooled in the green room.
I didn't know. I didn't say anything.
You didn't hear what he said?
I didn't know. Oh, he got schooled in the green room by the improv.
Okay, good.
The improv told him, hey, don't do any more time in between comics.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Just go up there and just... And he was like, okay, cool. And then he went right up there and did the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tony was telling him to do more time. So
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys don't give a shit about that.
Yeah. End of story. That thing is done.
You guys don't care about it.
So you guys perform together a lot, though, don't you?
Yeah, Rob and I and Rick. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The three amigos.
I love
ourselves the three
My
amigos.
Favorite isn't the shows. It's the car ride there and back, and especially if Adrian's there.
Yes, yes.
Usually
just one ride.
Who drives you guys? Which one of you guys drives?
This guy did.
Dunham. Oh, okay. Dunham.
You said the funniest thing ever. Do you remember that about the... I was like, yeah, I don't really like Asian porn. And Adrian just goes, yeah, because they have small dicks.
Oh, we talked about this.
I'll still remember that, man. That's
one of my new good jokes. Like, I just...
Oh, you do it on stage?
Oh, I do it on stage now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it last night at Universal Park. Everybody was dying.
I was like, what's going to satisfy you? A black one? Is that going to is that going to fill your weekend? But Chris actually won the Orange County Comedy Competition.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And has been selected as the best of the fest for the Slow Comedy Festival, San Luis Obispo. Not slow like slow people, but San Luis Obispo.
You can be looked at it that way.
And you're also on Sirius XM Radio, right?
Yeah, that actually came about because of Slow.
Yeah.
They're taping, and they did a fantastic job. And but I think I've only had like 4 or 5 people actually come to a show because they heard me on Sirius, you know, but that's awesome that they do.
Have you heard yourself on Sirius? Because I know I have mine, but I haven't heard it.
No, because I never ended up setting up. There was like some account that you have to set up.
Yeah, I have to do that.
Yeah, and I just didn't because it was like, what am I going to do? Get pennies on the dollar every time it plays? I was like, whatever.
I know. Go cash that check.
Yeah. Here's my 53-cent check. I'm a paid comic.
So, so we play this song when we travel every time. It's on repeat.
And we get out, dude.
Rob's like, all night long.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Shimmy shake shoulders.
You know, they can see us, right? You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All right, it's about time for our third spot. For our fans, our millions of fans.
Second spot.
No, third. We played four.
We did
top
number four.
Top four.
Third. Oh, it's counting from the...
We did number
started
four.
Started from the bottom, and now we're here.
Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. And the third best is radio moment. Drum roll, please. Yeah, sound guy hasn't even gotten a drum roll yet, right?
Play it!
What is it? Kanye West!
Oh, nope. Really?
That should be number one.
No. Which one is it?
Kanye West. But I'm looking for it.
Oh.
You have Kim? You have Kim?
No, I know where Kim is, but I can't find
Kanye.
Okay, we'll move on, because sound guys just...
Kim was easy to find.
I know Kim. I know where Kim is.
Okay, well, go ahead. We'll play.
He's
third place. He's third place. We'll change
it. Kanye should be, like, first, right? I thought that was a funny one.
No. Okay, so third place is Kim Jong-un. Called in back in February.
Let's go back to either Chris or Nikki and her love life. We got to get a song for the...
Hold on. I got to play these every...
But like, is he going to find it, though?
He has it right now. Okay. He has the Kim Jong-un, right?
Why don't we just all stare at him as he does
this? He has the Kim Jong-un?
In my throat, anyway.
Could I play some music while
go back to Nikki and Chris.
Okay.
I'm looking at it for it.
What?
Forget it. Yeah, there we go. This should be the number one.
Yeah, this should be
the number one moment.
Adrian's
hits. Karaoke.
Yeah, Adrian sings karaoke at Sardo's, and he sang Jitterbug in his purple socks and his pink shirt.
And he couldn't do it, though, in his tight jeans.
Everybody likes this song. I don't know why, but when you play it, we all just kind of like, right?
Yeah, it's a great song, though.
I always think of, where's my rollerblades?
No, four-wheel skates.
This is what I actually wake up to every morning. Like, when I start dancing.
Moonlight Roller Rink.
Is this song pretty much about a one-night stand?
What?
Wake me up before you go.
I have no idea.
I think it's
you should find out what it means.
I think it's good. It's a good point. Might be. Like, wake me up before you leave me behind and you leave the phone number on the...
Yeah, he's really taking that.
Or wake him up before he takes a shit.
Yeah, that could be too, before you go pee-pee.
Yeah, it could be a good commercial ad for someone that pisses or whatever.
Exactly.
You know? Wake me up before you go.
Do we have our number third lined up?
No, not yet. So we should...
Okay, so Nikki... But we're done with Nikki. We're on Chris right now. Chris Dunham.
Our special guest. Let's focus.
Yes, originally from... Seattle?
Nope.
Wow. Oh. What are we supposed to guess?
I know.
I just wanted to see if you could actually guess. Fremont, California.
You don't know that Rick doesn't do any research before the guest comes on the show?
Yeah, he does. He gets a
page. I do. With the big ones, I do.
Okay.
But if you want me to read, the three lines that Chris sent me, I can read them for you.
No, I didn't send you that. You're taking something from that the booker needed. And you're calling that research. I
know. Your intro.
Where are you from, Fremont?
Fremont, California. Then I lived in the East Bay, Brentwood, and then I moved to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Lived in Erie, Pittsburgh, and then moved back to California after college.
And how long you been out here in L.A.?
Since I was 23. So since you're 23, 11 years.
2 years ago?
Huh?
2 years ago?
11 years ago. I feel so
I'm
old.
I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you. A young lady over there.
Did you drive here?
Yeah, I did.
You drove? Was this song playing?
Rob's favorite song.
Life is a highway. Well, when I'm driving, that one, and the Kid Rock song, that's a good traveling tune.
I just put in Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Zeppelin and
Zeppelin
Tom Petty.
Always road.
Oh, my God.
Road.
Especially if you're driving through the Northwest, you feel like you're chilling with the hobbits.
Absolutely. How about you, Sarah? What do you like to drive to?
Any country.
Any country? Okay, any country.
My CD player is broken, so now I got to listen to it when I'm on the road. All it is country. There's some country music that out there that's actually not that bad.
A lot of it is Spanish, too.
Dude, why is it? That's something I want to know. Why the Spanish channel is always the one that comes in clear?
Because they're like, you got the TV, we got the radio. That's why.
So what kind of country music do you like? I couldn't hear you.
Can we make sure Sarah's mic's on? I think Sarah's. I couldn't even hear her voice is so soft. Anyways,
but we can. I mean, how do you not like this song when you're driving? I know it's Leonard Skinner, but still.
Oh, yeah, this is a great song.
Yeah, I'm saying like. Ow. I just can't. Yeah. No, that's not a song.
That's Werewolf in London. Oh, is this? Is this the new one, the Detroit one?
Well, this is just
Wait, this isn't Leonard Skinner. That's Kid Rock. Oh my god, I know, what's wrong? Wait, shame on you. What song? When you're traveling, okay, all right, come on, it's not a great song,
but it's something like when you're driving, you know.
Do you remember when Kid Rock first started out and he was like this, like I'm the bulldog, I'm a badass, and doing drugs, and you know, I'm so anti-establishment, and now the guy wears the flag on every single article of clothing. It's like he was like, wait, I can make this amount of money or I can make this amount of money.
Well, I think he needed to make a move because he was kind of fizzling out. And his move was to try and make Detroit survive what they're going through, the bankruptcy. And so he's coming in like, Detroit and Ford and
because Kid Rock was going to save Detroit.
Well, that's what I see him doing right now.
It's so weird, man. Every time I see that's how I picture white trash always in my head, how Chris Rock looks. Because it's the truth. It's like white trash has become, they've had sex with each other so much that they've become their own subset of white people.
You know you say you know Chris Rock, right?
Did I say Chris?
Yeah.
Kid Rock. Kid Rock. Sorry.
And they become their what? Their own?
Their own. They all have beady eyes and kind of like mousy looking features.
Yeah.
You know, like I could take you back to Pittsburgh and I'd be like, you could see all the inbreeding going on right there.
Oh, wow. So really?
What song is it your traveling song? Not just Led Zeppelin. Really? That's what you play? Just you have to be driving down. What'd you say?
The rain song.
No, up in the Northwest. A great song.
You would have to drive.
The rain song.
That is a great song.
To listen to this album?
No, I'm saying
listen to it
driving saying yes. I'm saying driving through the Northwest, you prick.
You know what this needs right now? The Northwest. I'm gonna hear this song.
we need a segment called the DeRocha Grill. Where DeRocha just grills you.
I'm curious. Well, I can get some of that sound effect, but all right. So, what other music? I mean, like because you go on the road a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And now with the CD player being broken, country music.
You have a CD player?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I have a CD player too. But go ahead.
Yeah. So now it's like mostly country music. I'll listen to. What is it? Preachers giving sermons.
Really?
Oh, that's the worst. Because I have the same problem. And like when you're driving somewhere where all of a sudden you start hearing skipping, like your CD skips, like you're so far out of nowhere. Like you just,
Yeah.
You can't listen to anything.
Static. You hear all the
so
static.
So you're just like, you go to the AM radio and then like you just hear randomly.
No,
like
even on FM radio.
But
But you can always tell that it's them. There's always a dead giveaway. I don't know what kind of sound system they're using, but they always sound like they're on the pulpit. You know, and they're like really far.
What's the pulpit?
The pulpit is where they stand, right?
Huh? I don't know.
Pulpit.
The pulpit.
P-U-L-P-I-T.
Oh, excuse me, that's, altar boy.
I've
hey, Catholic school, buddy. I went to Catholic school.
I didn't know the pulpit.
I've heard that word.
Hey, go stand in the pulpit over there.
You mean the poppet?
Hey. All right.
I'm actually trying to play a song here. Can I get my sound up here on my computer?
Dude, we're all over the place. Yeah. This is awesome.
But Christian rock is my favorite.
Christian rock?
It makes me laugh. The entire time, the guy, it's a man singing about wanting another man inside him.
What? You know,
think about it. That's all it comes down to.
But what is Christian rock?
I need
rock
Jesus in me. You know, or whatever. It's, oh.
Oh, is this what you listen to?
Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, during when you drive to, driving up
when
north.
When I was driving through New Mexico. It was all Zeppelin. This is when I used to drive to Mexico, right here with my friends. We used to just play Zeppelin. That's it.
Dude, the older I get, the more I think they might be the greatest band ever.
Oh, they are. They are by far because they play so many. They play so many different rhythms, ballads, and R&B, and heavy metal and rock, and that's my thing. So
yeah,
as we got really soft there. Thank you very much, Chris.
Wanted to cuddle.
Want to hold
you.
My hand?
I want to hold your hand.
Chris, we got a call? Oh, okay.
come on, millions of listeners.
Hey, millions of listeners. I want to thank you very much for calling in today on my 1 year anniversary. Jerks.
Jerks.
So, Nikki said that you used to work at the Laugh Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
are you
really?
Still working in comedy?
I'm applying now. Hopefully, looking for something in talent management.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, okay.
We'll see where I end up.
Why would you want to do that?
The mic, please?
Why would you want to do that?
I just have an interest in it, like after seeing everyone start literally from the bottom and then moving up.
Where's that song? Where's that song when we need it, right?
But I mean, just like going to like the Comedy Store especially, like you see a lot of people in like the belly room who are no one. And then I come back a year later and they have their own TV shows or like spots on movies and things like that. So,
like who?
I mean, I saw Adam Ray when he was no one.
Okay.
Really.
Okay. Yeah.
And then he was just in the heat.
Yeah.
Same with like Brent Morin, and now he's
that guy's really funny. I love watching him do stand up.
Yeah.
So I just think I would really like to join that process. So
yeah, that's cool. Next thing you know, you're gonna own your own talent management company.
There you go.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Thank you, Sarah. Those were kind words. We have our, I think we have our third best moment queued up. I think we have it queued up.
Yay! Where's the kids?
We have it. Hold on, though, a second. Hold on. Before you do that, I believe we have a listener in Japan. Okay.
We don't have a listener in Japan, you dumbass. We have a listener in Korea.
In North Korea. Okay. This is what when Kim Jong-un called in.
Hello? Yeah, come on.
Hello? Hello.
Japan.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah, what's up? Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Kim Jong-un in your house.
What?
Kim Jong-un in your house.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, Rob Rick?
What? Shut up, dude. What are you really calling us?
Yeah, that's right.
You're making national headlines right now.
No, it's good. It's all good. Don't worry, man. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of weird that you're calling us. We're going to get, like, the CIA. Like, you're like, what? Like, one of our, what, five listeners?
Hara.
Hara.
You know it. You know
this,
it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Is this influenced because of Rodman's visit?
Yeah. You know, Rodman, my dog.
Rodman is nowhere near your dog.
Rodman, my dog, we hang out,
oh,
bro.
Come
yeah, it was
on.
Good time. We had good time.
Wait. If this is really Kim Jong, like, who, what year were you born?
19-something. I don't know. Don't ask me stupid question, all right? What's the matter with you? I call the interview. I listen to your show. I love your show. I big Israeli
okay.
Israeli
oh
time fan
God.
Over here.
Even the guy in the room doesn't want to listen to this.
I know.
Even the guy in the room doesn't care what's going on right now. We have to wave to you.
I know, like, hey, sound guy. Our sound guy.
Are you looking for the next clip? Because when we go to number two, is that ready?
I got to look for it.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Tell me, when was Kanye West one?
Oh,
he's on Tinder. He's on Tinder.
No, bro. Yeah, I was gonna tell you. I had an idea about Tinder, by the way.
Okay, what's
so
your?
If we get a 1 mile radius of people that are on Tinder right now, right? Let's see. Like, our goal would be to try to get someone that's in the 1 mile radius to come here to the radio show.
It'd be a good shot because we're in downtown. We're all stacked down here.
Okay, perfect.
Be a good shot. All right, get on.
That's
it.
What I was.
You're
thinking.
Our guinea pig.
All right, get on it. Get on here.
That'd be awesome.
And I am going to click on so many ugly girls and just be like, come here now. I want to get laid. And one of them is going to say yes, and then they're going to get here, and you're going to get laid.
Were you going to say something, Chris?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
What, are you talking shit to him? Wait, you going to say something?
You got a problem?
Yeah, you got a problem.
You got a problem,
Chris? You going to say something?
Hey, you going to give me a spot?
Give me a spot! Give me a spot! So are we going to listen to the rest of Kim?
Kim Jong-un. Calling in.
Only me, Rissen. Nobody else, Rissen, over
okay,
here.
Okay, I believe you. I believe
Rick,
you.
Rick is funny. I love Rick. You okay, Rob?
Oh. I'm okay. You know what? There's a couple of ladies in El Paso that thought that too, but you know, whatever.
Rob, can I send shout out?
To who? Who do you want to send shout out?
I want to send shout out to my girlfriend.
What? You have a girlfriend? What's her name?
Yeah, Pano.
What? Like bread?
First name Pano, last name Cha.
What? Oh, you're a player, huh? You're a player.
Oh, she hot girl.
Hey, Sarah, do you know what that name means?
No.
No? What's her first and last name? Say it together.
I literally have no idea what you said.
Okay. Pano Cha. Okay, great.
That's Pano cool. Cha.
Pano she's Cha. Just a little stinky.
It's Spanish. She got a funky spell.
You know what Pano Cha means?
Yeah. No.
Panocha, like vagina? Panocha?
I've never heard that.
You've never
before.
Heard? Oh.
Get some Panocha? No?
That's Mexican.
Oh, wow.
That's Mexican.
Yeah, I know Dominican Spanish.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
She's classy. Mira, fancy.
I don't think they're classy. But.
Mira, fancy.
Don't tell my mother I said that.
Oh, shit.
I don't think they're classy. All right. So that was number three spot. Thank you very much.
We're not
going to
get into
listeners.
That, no?
Oh, was it more? Was it more in it?
I don't know.
Let me see. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you know, I'm different. I'm different.
Yeah, right there.
My searing missing.
Oh, my God. You really? Are you that different?
You know it. You know it, dog.
You're a different type of ruler.
Oh, yeah. I rock it.
You. Well,
I drop bombs on your moms.
Oh, no. I don't think you should be using the word bombs.
Sounds like Rob saying this shit.
You're such chicken. See, you got to be like Rodman. Rodman come here. I show him five girls, and he say, yeah, let's party. I say, yeah, let's party. And the ladies like Rodman.
What were you guys doing? Like, what kind of drinks were you having?
Oh, we were smoking some herb, and we had also some gin and juice.
Was Snoop Dogg there?
Yeah. Snoop Dogg show up later. He show up later, you know, 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's just like his song. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was hilarious. We party like rock stars.
I think Nick wants to say something.
Dang, caller, you should come down to Skid Row Studios and, like, party. You sound like a party animal. You bring the party with you everywhere you come.
I bomb on you. I bomb on you.
Wow.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for voting Kim Jong-un call. number three spot.
And that was the better one when we had this song playing.
Oh, is this Juicy J?
No, no, this is I'm Different by 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz, that's something.
To the scene with my Siri missing. Yeah.
We're going
to
take a break really quick and come back. Are you ready over there, Jeremy? Okay, thank you very much. It's Radio Time. We'll be right back.
Girl, 'cause I'm cool.